deliberations are to be held concerning the Land Rights Act in the Liberian Senate, where CUT Choir is leading our outside broadcast team at the legislature. We'd like to hear from him. What is the mood right now at the legislature? Seyu, good morning.
Good morning, Romeo.
Now, we understand there are deliberations that are to be held at the legislature, specifically at the Senate wing of the legislature concerning the Land Rights Act. Now, what are the key issues that the lawmakers are to be discussing?
Well, here at the Senate, any moment, we understand that they will convene here in these chambers of the Senate about 12 midday. We do not know exactly when, but we understand that it should be around 12 midday. And a lot of issues will be on the floor to be discussed. We understand that all the communications will be looked into, and then later on, the issue of land rights will come on the floor. Because last Tuesday, it was on the floor, and a motion was made for a debate on the Land Rights Act. Today, Tuesday, the 22nd. But most importantly, people want to know the significance and benefits of the Land Rights Act to the state, which is Liberia, to the community, citizens of Liberia, investors, and in fact, the environment and the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So this land right is such that it's going to benefit a lot of people if it is passed. A lot of land issues, people sell land and resell land. Land dealers are in a kind of big problem because they are selling land. And people need to know why this is happening. And the authorities, the land authority, are saying that they have put in place a legal document that needs to be passed into law to make sure that people are guided by the usage of land in this country.
Now, so you, how crucial is the passage of this act actually to the effectiveness of the Liberal Land Authority?
Well, the issue of this land is important, firstly, to the people of Liberia, the citizens and those living far from Monrovia. I mean, do they have right to this land? And the answer is still yet unanswered until this Land Act bill is passed. Because, mind you, the government owns land. There's something called customary land. Mm. Land ownership, statutorily, who really owned the land? And I understand from one of the commissioners at the land authority that the land belonged to the people. Mm. But how? And do they know that it really belongs to them until there is a legal instrument to tell them that indeed they have right to the land? So it's all have to be done, and this right had to be given to the people if there is a legal instrument. And this is the legal instrument that authorities at the land authority are trying to say, yes, if this is passed, in that document, it spells out who owned the land. Mm. And if you own family land or customary land, one thing that is there, and I understand, is that if a community owns the land, don't forget you own the land space. You can rent that place to anybody. But anything underneath is not for you, it's for the government.
Now, but then say you, this brings me to this question. Has the land authority been able to roll out an effective, you know, community outreach, civic education on this whole Land Rights Act and its benefit to the people? Have they been able to break down some of the complex legislative phrases so as to enable the ordinary man to understand the benefits and the meaning of this Land Rights Act?
And you are right, Romeo. I talked to a lot of them and they said, yes, they've gone around the country. They've educated people. They have sensitized the minds of the people as to the usage of the land, who owns the land, and the right they have to the land. Yes, they've done that. Not only the people of this country, but also the leaders, the lawmakers, they've taken them around and have some working sessions with them. And the lawmakers have looked at the bill And they say, yes, we can agree to this, but we cannot agree to this. So you'll go back and work on it and come back to us. According to authorities there at the land authority, they say that, yes, they've done that. All that the lawmakers said they should do, the corrective measures they need to put in place, they should do. They've done that. And so they've come back with that document to the lawmakers to make sure that this is passed. And so the document is right now with the Senate. It went through the House of Representatives and they passed it. Now it is a term of the Senate to do that. So we want to hear from them whether if there's any thing else that is sticking that they can say to and say, oh no. But according to the people there at the land authority, headed by Dr. Cecil Othello Brande, that they've done their homework and right now for them it was to be passed into law.
Now, so you do you have any indication what has led to this long lingering of this piece of legislation at the House of Representatives, not the House of Representatives, but the legislature as a whole?
Well, my brother, it's land issue. This is something in this country that most people attached importance to. Even a family living, a man who owns his family and he's living, he will leave something. You know, it's like, is equivalent to education. You say, what I get to leave with you is education. But for others, they say, what I get to leave with you is the property, the land I have. And so land issue is very important.
You it's know, a symbol of pride and heritage.
Yes. I keep hearing people say that the next trouble in this country may be land issue.
So this is crucial to ensuring the sustenance of this piece, the passage of this piece of legislation.
You are very correct. So the passage is tied to peace and stability in this country.
As well as communal harmony.
Good. So we're looking at lasting peace. We've come this far with the peace process. And there should be nothing to derail the peace, but something to enhance and maintain the peace. And if we see and people see that land will be an issue, then let's deal with it now.
Well, thank you ever so much. So we'll get back to you once you are all set and ready as members of the Liberian Senate deliberate on several issues, key among them, the Land Rights Act. Seyutikwa at the legislature.